Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes as we share our Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 48, where in today's reading, it continues the story from yesterday of the meeting between Peter and Cornelius. Peter speaks to those gathered at Cornelius's home and delivers the message of the gospel to this Gentile audience. The chapter concludes with the Gentiles receiving the Holy Spirit and being baptized. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin. Peter began to speak. I now realize that it is true that God treats everyone on the same basis. Those who fear Him and do what is right are acceptable to Him, no matter what race they belong to. You know the message He sent to the people of Israel, proclaiming the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know of the great event that took place throughout the land of Israel, beginning in Galilee after John preached the message of baptism. You know about Jesus of Nazareth and how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power. He went everywhere doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of everything that he did in the land of Israel and in Jerusalem. Then they put him to death by nailing him to a cross. But God raised him from death 3 days later and caused him to appear, not to everyone, but only to the witnesses that God had already chosen, that is, to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from death. And he commanded us to preach the gospel to the people and to testify that he was the one whom God had appointed judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets spoke about him, saying that all who believed in him will have their sins forgiven through the power of his name. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening to his message. The Jewish believers who had come from Joppa with Peter were amazed that God had poured out his gift of the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speaking in strange tongues and praising God's greatness. Peter spoke up, "These people have received the Holy Spirit just as we also did. Can anyone then stop them from being baptized with water?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay with them for a few days. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 10, verse 34, where Peter began to speak, "I now realize that it is true that God treats everyone on the same basis." You know, as we said before, this was quite a shock to the Apostle Peter to recognize that as a good Jew, that he had no better standing in God than some far-off Gentile, because Jesus Christ had come to tear down the divisions between Jew and Gentile and to bring the message of salvation to everyone who had faith in Jesus Christ. What a wonderful time that must have been in the early days of the church. Let's pray. Gracious God, all who revere you and do what is right are acceptable to you. Your Son, Jesus, is Lord of all. And thank you for the outpouring of the gift of your Holy Spirit and for welcoming and embracing all who put their faith in Jesus. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our Thursday has come to an end. Let's go ahead and meet again tomorrow when we will be reading from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18, where Peter reports all of these events to the church in Jerusalem. Until tomorrow, then, may God keep you in his perfect peace.